I'm challenging Senator Whitehouse at the inspiration and suggestion of people in a variety of peace groups in which I've been active for the last 5 to 8 years, I'd say, in Rhode Island, who have been growing increasingly desperate over our lack of impact, no matter what we do in terms of vigils, protests, telephoning Whitehouse's office.
What specifically are you opposed to?
Well, mostly, my candidacy is mostly defined around the issues of war and peace, foreign policy, and around the issues connected with the environment.
I have to ask,
yes.
You're at the stage of life where one usually sits back, takes it easy, relaxes a bit, yet you're out there with this political message. At what point did you say, I'm going to do this?
In 2004, when I left Portugal and came back to live in Rhode Island, I found myself for the first time in my life, excellent health, lots of energy, and for the first time I thought, wow, I can do what I feel like doing. Now, as far as running in this campaign is concerned, as I mentioned to you, the feeling among peace activists on the whole, as far as I can determine it, has gone from, you know, concern to a kind of alarm and then to kind of desperation. What are we going to do? No one is listening. What we're doing is not having any impact. And what could we do to influence policymakers?
Political observers would consider you to be a long shot against Senator
That's
Whitehouse.
Right.
Is it your hope to make some points at least?
Yeah. Well, I would say at least. It's been amazing how receptive people are and how, I'm going to say candidly, this may not sound very pleasing to Senator Whitehouse, but of all the responses that we get, the most common response, I would say perhaps 4 out of every 10 people, and the most common response is, what? You're running against Whitehouse? Give me that, anybody but Whitehouse.
Let me ask you, as a peace activist, mm-hmm. what are your thoughts about electric boat, the submarine building business, being mm-hmm. in Rhode Island, being centered in Rhode Island, and of course, Southeast Connecticut?
Right.
It provides so many good paying jobs. How do you balance that?
No one is suggesting that we close down all those facilities in, within a year. One suggestion that people I know have made is that each business should be required to invest a certain proportion of its profits each year in diversifying what it produces, to produce things that are somehow related. I mean, obviously, traveling by ships or doing undersea research always requires submarines, but it doesn't certainly require that the submarines carry nuclear arms in them.
Before we wrap up, I wanted to ask about immigration issues.
Mm-hmm.
You are the child of immigrants. What's your take in general on the immigration issues we're seeing now?
Look, I think we need to welcome immigrants. Now, as far as the problem that we're having now with immigrants, one of them is that the problem is of our own making because we didn't clear up the immigration bill, let's say 20 years ago. How long have we been talking about immigration reform? And it doesn't get done. And once again, it gets back to how these senators serve. They make decisions, but do they ever come home and explain their reasoning or say, this is why we had to do such and such, or this is why? But it seems to me that part of their role should be to communicate constantly with their constituency so that people understand and believe that they are in some way responsible for the decision that these legislators make. And I also blame the society for very cheerfully eating the cheap strawberries and eating the cheap lettuce and eating the cheap everything that are only cheap because these people are being abused. So it seems to me that when you talk about 11 million undocumented immigrants, whose fault is it that they've been here so long? Then as far as the refugee situation is concerned, which is another aspect of the immigration problem, we created the refugees. Our wars, in a large part, created the refugee problem and the imbalance of it.
Patricia Fonts, Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate in Rhode Island. Thanks for talking.
Thank you very much for having me.